God aften og velkommen til Radio Shalom. Vi sender på 87,6 på FM-båndet og på 90,6 på hybrid. Radio Shalom sender hver aften mandag til torsdag fra kl. 18.30 til 20. Hver tredje onsdag på Yiddish. Lørdag aften kl. 22 til 24 og søndag formiddag kl. 10 til 12 sender vi ugens magasin. Søndag kl. 16 til 20 sender vi på hebraisk. Hvis man vil vide mere om radioen, kan man gå ind på hjemmesiden. Den hedder radioshalom.dk. Og herfra kan man også lytte til udsendelserne, enten via en kategori eller en dato. Og her på Radio Shalom vil vi altid gerne høre fra lytterne. Enten så kan man maile til os på adressen info@radioshalom.dk, eller også kan man ringe til os i studiet. Her er telefonnummeret 35 85 86 11. God aften og velkommen til Klesmerhjørnet, som i aften også bliver, eller faktisk mere bliver, jazzhjørnet. I studiet er Alexander Slav, og jeg hedder Marianne Vaksberg, og vi har en kær gæst her, det er Yael Akher, som vi har besøg af før, men hun er her i aften og vil præsentere sin musik, og i teknik har vi Roland Engelmann, og vi har besluttet at starte ud med noget musik, der stammer fra en CD, der hedder Cat and Moon in Manhattan. Og det første nummer er et nummer, der hedder Feb. Ligesom februar. Thank you. Welcome back, Jelle.
Thank you.
It's very good to have you here.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm so happy to be back at Radio Shalom.
Yeah, nice. I'll just give a very short introduction of you in Danish, and then you can put you can add whatever you want, okay?
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Jelle stammer fra Tel Aviv. Hun har gennem en årrække boet i København og flyttet til New York i 2005. Hvor hun som Fulbright-stipendiat studerede komposition på New York University. Siden 2019 har Modiano slået sig ned i København med optrædende og opgaver i Europa, Israel, Japan, USA og Canada. Har Modianos musikalske værkkatalog omfattet moderne kompositionsmusik, klassisk, progressiv jazz, tango, fri improvisation, elektroakustisk live, fremført musikledsagelse til stumfilm fra Weimar-tiden og musik til koreografi. Hun optræder også med terapeutiske koncerter på hospicer, herberger, ungdomsinstitutioner og plejehjem. Modiano har udgivet CD'er med egne kompositioner, både i nutidige kompositionsmusik og jazz. Hun har været frontfigur for sin egen jazzgruppe på den internationale scene med udgivelser, radiooptagelser, interviews og koncerter på spillesteder i New York City, som Blue Note, This Is Club Coca-Cola, Copenhagen Jazz Festival, Copenhagen Jazz House, Rust, Jazz i Malmø osv. Og pressen skrev blandt andet, Kat Modiano handler ikke om fupfunk. Hendes skarpt skårende ensemble styres fra stortrommen, og hun har fået blinde omtaler også i amerikanske magasiner. Hendes musik er både original og meget overbevisende. Og så tror jeg måske, jeg vil tilføje måske noget om, hvad hun ellers har bedrevet. Hun er en meget alsidig kunstner.
Tak for det. Jeg skal tale på engelsk, okay?
I think
my English will be a bit better than my Danish, and also for all the international people who might listen to this. Mm-hmm. I would like to say, I have different projects going on all at the same time. So I'm preparing now. I signed another contract with the same record label that I released in 2020, an album with, the record label is called Centaur Records, the American, so I signed with them to record again classical and my own pieces. So this time it will be focused on Johann Sebastian Bach, another cello suite on the flute, and my own pieces for flute solo and also flute with electronics. That's one thing going on. Another thing that's going on is I got a commission from Goethe Institute in Copenhagen, in Denmark, Copenhagen, in a collaboration with Grand Theater, the legendary film theater here in Copenhagen, to create a new soundtrack that's actually not from the Weimar Republic this time, but from the same era, from the 20s in Denmark. Directed by the Danish genius director Carl Dreyer.
Okay.
Carl Theodor Dreyer. Mm-hmm. So we know him from what he did, from the film he did, French production of Jeanne d'Arc, The Passion of Jeanne d'Arc in the 20s. I will work on that soundtrack for Tel Aviv Theater for the summer, but right now I'm working on a soundtrack for creating one for a film of his called Michael, which is a gay themed. Mm-hmm. It's about a gay artist. So, and it was produced in Berlin. And so this is another thing. And then the third thing I'd like to tell everybody about and to invite you on location or online or in spirit, like I always write, Kat Modiano Group, my fusion jazz group, is going to perform featuring my music with the drummer and Deodato Sikir, a wonderful drummer and singer who's based here from Africa, who's based here in Denmark, and another really masterful and wonderful percussionist, Ai Solomon, who's mostly known for his collaboration and his performances with the new Danish dance. How is it called? The New Jungle Orchestra. Yeah.
So, okay.
And then the bass player is to be announced, mm-hmm. because our bass player is in Cuba right now. So we will get another one. And myself on the flute and effects and electronics. And there will be a video of my own image collage. So this will be at Stuberiet in Norrbrogade. But maybe you will mention it. Not Norrbrogade, but Norrbro neighborhood.
Yeah.
Marianne. This is one thing. There's different things going on. I'm also teaching at the Rhythmic Center, which is Rhythmic Center in Copenhagen, both flute, both the grown-ups and youth, and also teaching with the Musikalliansen, which is an organization that teaches children in schools. So I teach flutes to really tiny kids also. And last thing I would like to mention, last but not least, I'm also collaborating with the Tranehero right now on activities for seniors in Gentofte, where I teach and I present music appreciation videos and so on. That's something I did quite a lot in New York also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, quite a busy and person.
Can I say something about what we just heard? And it's called February. So February is actually, Feb is a tune or that I composed after my grandmother, my dear grandmother, my mother's mother's, she passed. Her name was Yvonne Wasserman Modiano. Her maiden name was Modiano, and that's my artist name, Kat Modiano. I took it over, mm-hmm. not officially, but that's my artist name. So Feb was recorded in 2004 at the Radio House in Copenhagen. At the Copenhagen Jazz House. And it was recorded by a Danish radio live. So you heard me play the flute without effects, and you heard the keyboard player Daniel Mushinski, beautiful keyboard player here from Denmark, and another and a Danish bassist, Christo Brodsko, both of them very quite big artists on their own. Say, I also recorded with them my latest recording, which we will hear later. So,
okay,
that's it. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Do you want to?
you teach in English, in Denmark.
That's a good question. If I teach in English and in Danish, and it depends. The children in English, and also when I worked at Plejehjem at nursing homes, it was all in Danish. Or when I do still, so my audience or my students or my participants, they teach me Danish also. that goes very well with my adult flute students. If I can help it, I can. If I get away with it, we speak in English.
Yeah.
So they're blended.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you must change the language all the time.
Yes. When I visit in Israel, I speak Danish English before I start speaking back Hebrew.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But many languages at one time.
But studerende skal også kende instrumenternes betegnelse, detaljer in English.
Ja, det også godt. Det også rigtigt. Yeah. Men hvis de på tredje grad, if they are in third grade class.
Tredje klasse.
If they are in a third grade, you know, they're a little bit small, I don't try to speak English with them.
Yeah, but it's different when the technique is in Danish or in English.
Yes, you know, in music you use terms, many terms that are from Italian, actually.
Yeah,
that's right.
So that's where we teach them. Staccato, legato, all those things.
Allegrenco.
Presto, yeah. Allegro.
Presto.
Yeah.
Pronto.
Yeah. Yes. Would you like to continue with the music?
Yes.
From the Yael made a very nice list here, so we have many much more music to listen to.
So the next tune is the next track would be from the same CD that I gave released in New York in 2014, which is has different tracks from different times and different sessions, recording sessions with different musicians. So it's a kind of a blend. The next one is called Square Root of Love, and in parentheses, Coco Be Mine. It's a kind of a, for me, it's a kind of a love tune, and it's electroacoustic, meaning that I used already recordings that I had. Actually, the trombonist you will hear here is Peter Dahlgren, a Danish trombonist that I recorded with my first two releases here. And then Peter Dahlgren is really a great trombonist, who is actually the first trombonist, I believe, in a radio orchestra, in radio big band. Mm-hmm. Now, so I recorded with him and with Nils Davidson, the bass player. But that's another track for later. But Square Root of Love is made with that and with some industrial beats. And I also used it as samples of it. I used also for my soundtrack to Metropolis, Fritz Lang's very famous silent film Metropolis, which I performed and so on.
Yeah, it's so lovely to see you again after so many years.
Yes, the same here.
Yes, and I'm really looking forward to listen to your concert on the 16th of February in Stubberiet på Blågårdsplass, as far as
yes.
Remember you said. Tell me something more about the concert and the choice of the music that you made.
Well, the music will be... It will be featuring the new tracks, the new compositions that I recorded last year, which I'm still in the process of releasing it. They're not released yet, but I believe they will be released under a good label in this year. So
in Denmark or in the States?
Not a Danish company, probably a British company.
Ah, I see.
But okay. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. I have I signed in with a management, an artist management called Jazz Media and More, and mm-hmm. They're based in Bremen and Berlin, and they're helping me connecting me with the labels, so we are not sure yet, but it's worth waiting, I think. So what we will perform will be it will be all those tracks, some of them. Maybe we should listen to those tracks now since we're talking about it. It's interesting that when I listen to all my releases, I always have one track that's a little bit more like a desert-like kind of, or more quiet, or but more kind of ritualistic. And this one, we have Ritual for Peace, for example, which is based very much on the drums, like a powwow drum ceremony, this Native American gathering when they all gather around the drums and dance and stuff like that. So that's one. And then there's always a piece that's more jazzy and maybe hip-hop-ish. That's actually what I wanted now to us to play now, more upbeat. Mm-hmm. There will be that. There will be also a storytelling piece where Solomon is going to, Aya Solomon is going to read something and we will improvise around it. There will be also... well, there's different things, a bit more bluesy, a bit more rocky. So there's different mm-hmm. phonemelse, different feelings.
All right.
And also the video collage that's okay. playing, that's mm-hmm. screened in the same time. And the video collage is made with images that I just took photos. I'm not a videographer. I'm not a visual artist in that way. I'm just a musician, but I like to have something. And the collage is... like a nature of collage that usually doesn't have any narrative, no story. It's just this and that, supposedly without any system. All kind of photos from New York, photos from Copenhagen, from Tel Aviv, from different places.
All right. And I understand all the tracks on this content are your compositions.
Yes.
I don't know if we are to listen to the music, or can I just ask you some more questions now?
Yes.
When you compose music, of course you are the soloist player, you are the solo player in the group. When you compose music, do you concentrate on your own pieces, or do you take, or do you think, or do you somehow make it? I don't know how to say it. Do you think of the whole piece? How is it gonna be? Or is your own instrument the most important for you? How is it?
It's a good question because it's different from piece to piece. But it, you know, when you get an inspiration for something, in my case, it can be maybe okay. If it's the melody, if it's the melody that I start with, the melody always comes with rhythm when it's the jazz. When it's the rhythmic mm-hmm. music. So obviously the melody would be, it's more obvious that it would be on the flute, but maybe it would be something, maybe it would be a phrase that would be on a keyboard, or a phrase that will start with a bass, so it's more rhythm, or just the beat, what mm-hmm. kind of beat. So sometimes it's different elements in the piece that initiate the piece, but then I think about the whole thing. So sometimes it would start from the bottom, like from the bass drum, and sometimes it would start from the top, from the flute. And actually, many of those tunes, I can hear them, like it could be, there could be a whole section, saxophone section and trumpet section and mm-hmm. and you know, different, it could be for a big band as well. So it's just my, how I dream it. But okay. It can also be for a trio. So it's the rhythm is really important. And the harmonies too. I sit on the piano. There's pianos where I teach, and I play around with harmonies, and usually they're not very traditional.
All right. So when you compose, do you from the onset think about how many instruments there's going to be in the band, or what type of music do you want to play? I mean, is it a trio you're composing for, or is it a quartet or big
actually,
band?
Actually, yeah, that's the point. The tunes are kind of independent. They can be for even a duo. I've been playing my pieces with flute and bass and double bass. So it can be stripped down to really, really almost nothing. I can also play alone, like I did now last Sunday. We had a international... an online international concert where where I was invited to give a solo, and I played one of my tunes. So okay, it was with the sound of the track. I played on top of the track, but the flute alone can play too, and I can give an image. But I do have an idea about maybe a quintet or quartet, like the concert that will be now on the 16th of February would be with the quartet.
Okay.
But I do like to add, I've been adding trombone to the band, and saxophone, mm-hmm. and bass clarinet and bass saxophone. So it's different things, depends on the possibilities and on the budget too, when you come mm-hmm. when it comes to performing. But in my mind, I can hear things that are for a whole big band.
Mm-hmm. What is your preferable composition of a band?
You mean the instrumentation?
Yes.
There would be bass, either electric bass or contrabass. It's different in different tunes, and the drums,
mm-hmm.
and the drums with all different kind of elements of the drums, and also percussion.
You mean percussion, yes. Mm-hmm.
And percussion, both the what they call the skin instruments, like the congas and bongas, and also the metal instrument like triangle or marimba. Different things,
mm-hmm.
cowbell.
Okay.
It depends. I'm very inspired by the 70s funky tunes. You will hear it in the most recent ones, and also I just absorb what there is around me. Also, hip hop is of course part of it, and I think hip hop has a lot of elements of jazz in it. So I'm adding that. There's also a voice. So you will hear the next track, actually, which is called Clowns. It's also from that CD, Kat Modiano in Manhattan. Clowns featuring Rashad Dobbins. So that was a MC. He likes to call himself MC and rapper. He's a poet, actually, and a word artist. He lived in New York when I lived in New York. Now he's in another state in the States. And he came here also to play with me. We recorded together in New York. And actually, we're going to start to collaborate again. We reconnected. So I love working with words, with text. So one of the tracks that we will hear here, Beauty Way Ceremony, I'm saying the text because nobody else in the band wanted to do it.
All right.
So not that I had no choice. So I asked the sound engineer to put a lot of effects on it so I won't feel too stripped down. But mm-hmm. but that Beauty Way Ceremony, we'll hear it in a bit too, from the same album. That's inspired both by the drums of the Native American and also the text from this Beauty Way Ceremony text.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying five sentences from it. I'm also using it in concerts. We're playing it at concerts where I'm saying the text, and I encourage the audience to say it after me, and sometimes they do. It's kind of like a little bit meditative moment with the audience if they want. They don't have to say it, but
mm-hmm.
So it's a kind of togetherness.
Yeah.
So I'm inspired very much by text too.
All right.
And mm-hmm. of course visuals and movies. I do silent
mm-hmm.
silent films music.
All right.
Yeah. You seem to be inspired by a lot of different sides, different things. But is there any kind of how did it start? How did you how were your first compositions? Kind of where did the inspiration come from? Was it also mostly
actually, Marianne? That's great you're asking, because I started composing more from the electronic music. I was studying at the Rubin Academy in Jerusalem, which is called now Jerusalem Academy. And I studied classical flute. My major, I'm a classical flutist since
mm-hmm.
I remember myself a little bit later, as a child, I mean. So, but the jazz came a little bit later.
Uh-huh,
the rhythmic music came later. And then the electronic music, I heard music composed by composers from Musique Concrète from France, actually, from 1930s and 40s. And I heard recordings of it, like music that was made of sound that is actually noise, what you what you define as noise, because it doesn't have any exact frequency, so it's defined as noise. So that's how I started composing, actually, because I'm, and so I put myself in the composers, in that course for composers, but I was an instrumentalist. You know, there's a, there used to be a divisions, and composers used to be much more arrogant somehow. So anyway, that's how it started. And then I started also with instruments. They also, I've been composing also for contrabass and voice, more in the contemporary direction, not okay. jazz. So mm-hmm. now it's split. Now I'm feeling more in my own field, but I'm trying to break through, you know, not to be too comfortable.
Mm-hmm. It's probably much more challenging not to be comfortable. Yeah, okay. So maybe we should listen to the
clowns.
To the clowns, yeah.
I just want to say also in the concert when we perform clowns, I ask my musicians to wear masks that I bring.
Oh, right.
Ah, usually so they agree.
Okay. So they look like clowns.
Well, just for that tune.
Okay.
All
right.
Yeah. Good idea.
Life laughs, color frowns, hostage posture, clowns. In depths of night, not to strengthen character. A master of amateur, villains didn't see. Action mask, mistaken perhaps for skin. Horrific entertainment, prize childish. Pendulum swings, closet, dreams festered. But when he swings, freedom wakes up. Shaken to the bone, hides in makeup, permanent crucifixion, sweat to wake up. Freedom makes the most, but when it sings, closet dreams festered, pendulum swings, cries childish, for skin horrific entertainment. Mask mistaken, perhaps actions didn't see. A master of amateur feeling, stripping character, in depths of night, not to hostage posture. Clowns, life laughs, color frowns, surround profound movements. finds the opponent, and elusive, looking to the mirror, clearer energy that forms in trinity that breaks, make the heart, break it apart, and out the heart's childish in its stakes, looking for the day to awake, so he sees his life, falling down the drain from the water in pain that was purpose, looking for his purpose, dancing on the surface, the serpent takes over, holder and colder, molded the mind in the mind state that was growing older, founded its waking back down into the bone, home, both knew of the meaning dancing and home definition, it was form, submission to the point's umbilical cord that was broken, separated the parents, laughing down itself in the well, abandoned.
Actually, we recorded it in New Jersey, New York City, in 2006, a year after I moved to New York. And Rashad, I met him already before I moved to New York. I met him in New York when I visited, and he came. I invited him over to Denmark to perform with me and with my group. And when I moved to New York, so then we started working together, and we worked with his friends, which were luckily really, really great musicians. So on the bass. On the bass, it was Amin Salim on electric bass and Jeremy Bean Clements on drums. And Rashad Dobbins, it was his text. I asked him to write something to rap and to word artist or whatever, to speak words, something about clowns that he came up with. And I just reconnected with him, actually. We stayed friends all this time, but we didn't work together for some time because each one was in different places. Physically and maybe mentally, I don't know, but we stayed friends. But now we're connecting again and creating more tracks so that will be in the to add to the new album that will come this year.
And he was the rapper on this.
He was the rapper on this, yes. So clowns, I just want to say that I remember that I played clowns first time with my group here in Denmark at Jazz Cup when I performed at Jazz Cup maybe in 2004. It's an old tune for me, and I called it clowns at that time because I was inspired by Fellini's movie Clowns. So I love his movies, and I love movies. I love also his composer Nina Rote, so his music on. So that was about clowns. And the next, yeah.
To use much vocals on your new music?
Only in that time, because when I was working with Rashad, so we were having lots of, he would be on most of the tracks. But since you're asking, Alexander, I think now I have I Solomon, who is also a vocalist, and he's also reading some story in my new music. Mm-hmm. And I'm started working also with the drummer who is going to perform on the 16th, Deodato Sakir, who's a vocalist himself too. So I'm thinking we can use vocals much more.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
I think it's nice with some vocals sometimes. The words mean a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I was working my second album in 2003. I recorded with Nils Davidson on the bass here, and Peter Dahlgren trombone, and then it was with Christo Osgood.
Mm-hmm.
Christian Osgood. Mm-hmm. Sorry. And he was rapping at that time. I asked him to rap, There's some kind of a gibberish rap. It's not words.
Mm-hmm.
This is a crazy one. Maybe we can find it and listen to it. Yes. Maybe another time or this time. Can we listen now to Beauty Way Ceremony, which is on the same album, Cat and Moon in Manhattan? And I just want to say Beauty Way Ceremony also has voice. It has my voice.
Mm-hmm.
I think I mentioned before the musician didn't want to record it.
Oh,
so
yeah,
I recorded.
That's what you said. Yeah.
So it's called Beauty Way Ceremony. It's a Navajo. It's a Navajo ceremony, like a healing ceremony. And what I'm saying there is, with beauty may I walk, with beauty before me may I walk, with beauty behind me may I walk, with beauty above me may I walk, with beauty all around me may I walk. And the text goes on, but this is the five lines that I chose because I thought they were very musical in a way.
Thank you.
Beauty Way ceremony, we heard really amazing musicians that I played with in New York and hope to continue playing with them. So on that bass is Corcoran Holt, double bass. And he's more known now, like actually very known, because he's been playing all over the world with as a sideman to Kenny Garrett, the saxophonist. And then the bass, and then the trombonist is Wycliffe Gordon, who played trombone and also Rhodes. He does the Rhodes on the next tune also, Rhodes piano. But Wycliffe Gordon is very known also because he played a lot with Wynton Marsalis. So it's kind of a whole group together. I remember hearing them here in Jazz Festival years ago with a quintet or septet that he had. So these are these two people. I've been collaborating with them quite a lot in New York, and I recorded that with them on the same recording session. And the next tune is also the same lineup of musician, only with Randy Crafton, who plays on a Middle Eastern kind of percussion. He was also the sound engineer and the owner of the studio.
All right.
Yeah, so now we will go on with the next tune. It's called Cat and Moon in Manhattan. And I wonder why you have the name Cat in your artist name.
Yeah, thanks for asking. And I would like to mention, I always mention it has quotes, with quotes around it. Cat, open quote, cat, close quote. It's from Crazy Cat, the cartoon strip. Of a genius creator called George Harriman, and he did this cartoon. He created it. It was on Sunday papers in the U.S. He lived in New York first, and then he moved to Los Angeles. It was between around 1910s to 1940s. He died in the middle of 1940s, and nobody continued it. But it's I heard it. After I really fell in love with this cartoon, I read more and more about it, you know, in the books that I read that had the strips. And I read actually that he was also a vegetarian like myself. He loved animals like myself. When he was in Los Angeles, he lived in the 20s and 30s. He was actually participating in ceremonies or visiting Native American nations or tribes. So he was, so what we heard, Beauty Way Ceremony, actually I heard about it from one of the cat strips, that the cat walks in beauty.
Okay.
It was referring to Beauty Way Ceremony. So through Crazy Cat, I learned a lot, I have to say. It's a cartoon that has lots of text, and what I read about it is that actually the newspaper owner who printed it every Sunday, the strips received many letters from readers that they don't understand it. They didn't like it. But that owner of the paper really loved it. And just luckily, that's how George Harriman could continue working like that. Also, he was not totally white. He came from Louisiana, and he was mulatto of a kind. So he could be still in... you were not allowed to be colored if you wanted to work at the cartoon, at the paper, also if you were a cartoonist. So somehow he could pass for a white-ish person. There's a lot about him that I really like after I read. So Crazy Cat has lots of characters, and the Crazy Cat cartoon has many characters. There's a mouse, there's a cat, there's a dog, there's many animals, but they are located, they came from the city actually, but they are all located in the village called Coconino Town. It's actually a place that it looks like Monumental Valley in Nevada or Utah, you know, very surreal. So I read some text about it, some writers were actually comparing between George Harriman and Miró, Jean Miró. So it's surrealism. So this is surrealism in cartoon. And so I took over the name Cat. It just gives me it makes me happy. It gives me energy, and it makes me, I can understand myself, mm-hmm. yeah. and maybe others.
That's important.
Do you feel like one, like a cat?
Well, you know, jazz musicians always are called cats, but that's, in America, cat with K-A-T is very special, but here, cat, in Denmark, you write cat, and yes. crazy also with K, so. Mm. But there's a lot I could tell you more. I think we have to have another
special,
session just
a
about
special
crazy.
Program. Did you ever have a cat?
Oh, yes.
Yes?
Yes, and I live now with a cat,
oh.
too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And my mom has a cat. Everybody, all my friends have cats.
Mm. It's nice to have
I
cats.
Love cats.
Yeah, so do I.
I have two.
Ooh, oh, yeah. We're all cat people.
Yeah, we're all cat people.
There's something independent about cats, which I love and which many of us do, the cat lovers do.
Yeah, we have a very famous Danish poem about being independent as cats.
Oh.
maybe I will give it to you afterwards.
Who is the poet?
He was called Piet Hein. Very okay. famous. He was also a designer.
Oh.
He designed the ellipse, the shape ellipse. There is a table also that's designed.
Beautiful.
As an ellipse.
Super yeah. ellipse. It was
super ellipse. That's,
yes.
yeah, that's
it was
right.
not
I'm
an sure ellipse. It was a different type.
Yes, I'm sure I'll recognize it if I see it, right?
Yeah, I guess you will. yeah.
All right, shall we take the music?
That's the title song for the whole CD, yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
lytter stadigvæk til Klezmer Jazz-hjørnet her. Og vi har en gæst i studiet. Det er Yael Akher, som er fløjtenist og komponist og meget aktiv på forskellige grupper. Og vi har hørt, eller i det hele taget, alt hvad vi hører i aften er noget, som Yael selv har komponeret. Og i teknikken, der sidder nu Alexander Slav. Og vi fortsætter nu lidt med en CD, som Yael kalder Nomad Imagination, med undertitlen Roots of Love. Og jeg tror, at Yael hun lige vil sige et par ord, fordi den er ikke spillet endnu. Den CD, eller ja, det er ikke en CD, men det er en hel masse numre, som bliver udgivet i løbet af i år. So, would you like to say something about the next...
Yes, thank you. This is a new project that is not yet released. And maybe I will add a few more tracks, but we recorded 5 tracks with myself and a few musicians last year in 2021. And now I'm in process of finding a record label to release it. Together with my artist manager. So we will hear a couple of tunes from this track, and I'll start with the title Nomad Imagination, Roots of Love. So nomad for me is anything that is not permanent. So it's not just the physical phenomena moving from one place to another, which is what I do. So, or I just, when somebody asks me, so where are you from? And I say, well, Israel, Denmark, and America, which is technically not maybe true, but I feel mostly at home in New York, and Tel Aviv is also my hometown, and Copenhagen became also my hometown. So you can say I have 3 hometowns. That's Nomad, and Imagination is, I was thinking, it's also a title that refers to society. I like to connect to social things. I think music, at least in my case, the music is inspired by what's happening around, and the events that's happening or that used to be happen, or the things that happen. If there is inequality, if there's racism, if there's problems with human rights, if nomads are, there's many cultures of nomads that are being treated really badly, like Native Americans used to be nomad, like gypsies are nomad, Roman, not gypsy. So it's all kind of cultures of people that used to move from place to place, and even if they live now in the same place, they still have that in their roots, I believe. And talking of roots, so roots of love. So it's in plural because I believe in plural things. Nothing is only one thing, and love is a big thing. So I think it's a name that can be open for anybody, can understand it as they want, as they like. So I will give you the credits, the names afterwards. Yes, the musicians I played with. But they're all Danish-based musicians.
Yes, all right.
So we start with Blue Cat Moves, and Cat is again from Crazy Cat.
Okay. Thank you.
of taste, life persists. In the midst of untruth, truth persists. In the midst of darkness, life persists.
I'd like to say about Blue Cat Moves, what we heard, the voice we heard there, well, there are different voices. You heard also Ai Solomon's voice improvising the flute and the voice with different tracks. You heard also Daniel Mushinsky on keyboards, Christo Brodsko, double bass and electronic bass, actually only L bass on this track, and he was also the sound engineer. We recorded at his studio here in Vestibule. Then we heard also, Ai Solomon, like I said, on percussion and voice, and we heard Nicholas Campagnol on drums. But we heard also some samples from Mahatma Gandhi's speech, I believe in the 30s, and he's trying to rationalize why we should think in a more spiritual way and more holistic way and inclusive and why we need to be peaceful. And so he said, in the midst of death, there is life persists. In the midst of untruth, truth persists. In the midst of darkness, light persists. So it took me some time to listen to it and to understand the words, what he was saying. And I even called India, the office that has his archive, and they said, yeah, you can use whatever you want.
Okay. You're right.
So it's legal.
So it's legal. Right.
I also want to say about Blue Cat Moves, this tune, this track, I used it for recently, actually last summer in 2021, for a film soundtrack for a short French film, a comedy film from 1910. And it will be released on a Blu-ray DVD series of like a collection of many silent films between 1880s and 1920s. And the whole project is called Cinema's First Nasty Women. So actually in that film there was this girl, Lonette, I think her name is, that she's, you know, she's doing nasty things. And it really fits with the jazz.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
Sounds like an interesting project.
Can I go back to your nomad so to say life or state of mind?
Yes.
How about your musical background? Or rather, are you also nomadic in your music and in your composing?
So, like I said, I grew up on a classical background, which I'm very happy for. And I continue with this classical line. But then I started to split from there. It continues to develop, but then it developed to other places. Like, you know, like you have roots, different roots. So in that way, it's nomad. The music is nomad.
But also in your jazz, you're also nomadic in your jazz as well.
I guess in the jazz, I have lots of influence from modern music, from maybe, and also from, you know, here, Blue Cat Moves, I really... like the funky 70s, for example, or movies from films from what we call blaxploitation films in the 70s, or kind of New York or Los Angeles type of films. But yes, there's many things. What do you mean by that I'm nomadic in the...
I mean that you also change your style, your musical styles in jazz. You're not keeping just to, I mean, some kind of modern jazz, whatever it is. You're not staying with the free jazz, whatever it is. By the way, I mean, most of the things that I've heard of you are rather melodic, and they are in time becoming more melodic than I remember you from your CD called Cat Industrial.
Yes, wow, there's a red card. Yeah, we could listen to something from there if you want. Red Car or Modiano. These are two albums that I released here. I had a record label for a few years called Modiano.
Okay.
Obviously. between 2001 and 2004. By the end of 2004, when I knew I was moving to New York, so I closed it down. Mm. But those two, in that period, there was more, it was rhythmic, but it was much more avant-garde-ish, you could say, or open that way.
Yes.
Yeah, so
well, you're turning more melodic now.
Yeah.
Lately, and I mean, yeah, I don't know. Have you ever moved to free jazz, for example?
I play free jazz too. I've been playing free jazz also in New York with some musicians that have free jazz with very strong beat. Mm-hmm. I guess you know Leonard Purdy, the drummer, mm-hmm. Who played actually with Aretha Franklin. He's a phenomenal drummer. Very, very known. So he plays, him and another bass player who I play with, Adam Lane. I hope to record with them sometime in the future. But they play with a pianist who is the owner of the Cadence magazine. Cadence magazine is a jazz improvisation magazine. So he plays very, very free on the piano while they're playing really, really groovy mm-hmm. bass and drum. And I was playing with them, so I was playing also open. So it's all blending. I like to add just open parts in the middle and then the rest of them more tight, mm-hmm. if you could say. But there is one track, Nomad Imagination, Roots of Love, the title track of this future album, is more open. Right. So we will hear it at the end. We'll hear part of that track.
Okay. Shall we take it now or shall we proceed with something else?
It depends on time. We could do... Yeah, let's take it now since we're talking about it.
Nomad Imagination, Roots of Love.
In the northern darkness, there is a fish, and its name is Kun. The Kun is so huge, I don't know how many thousands li he measures. He changes and becomes a bird whose name is Peng. The back of the pen measures, I don't know how many thousands li across. And when he rises up and flies off, his wings are like clouds all over the sky. When the sea begins to move, the bird sets off from the southern darkness, which is the lake of heaven. The universal harmony records various wonders, and it says, when the Peng journeys to the southern darkness, the waters are roiled for 3,000 li. He beats the whirlwind and rises 90,000 li, setting off on the sixth month gale. Wavering heat, bits of dust, living things blown about by the wind. The sky looks Is that its real color, or is it because it is so far away and has no end? When the bird looks down, all he sees is blue too.
Okay.
So the instruments on Nomad Imagination, Roots of Love, I played there on a regular flute with effects, my flute, and also on an Indian flute. I have like a deep, long Indian flute. Actually, my fingers are not long enough to cover all the flute, but I can play a few tones. So I use that too. And Solomon, besides of telling the story, he's playing different levels, different layers of percussions, and mainly I wanted to mention the djembe. You can hear the djembe; it's this African deep drum. And Daniel Mushinsky and Christo, they were playing around with the electronics on the keyboard. So that was it.
All right. Our time is running from us. Tell us about your future plans. You're going, as far as I'm understood, you want to go back to New York from here, and then what?
The same thing. I plan to, it will take time to go back because I'm waiting for the papers for the visa, but I would like to be here and there at the same time, not the same time, but you know, like I did when I lived there, I came here to perform and also to record. I would do the same and keep teaching, keep performing. Mm-hmm. composing music. There's different collaborations I have both here and in New York and also in other places in Europe. So I would like to be based in New York again, in Manhattan. Manhattan. Manhattan, that's the name, the Native American name for Manhattan.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Many hills. It means okay. Many hills.
Many hills, okay. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So, and then I thought maybe we have time to listen to just parts, a little part of Ritual for Peace, which is starting with, which is very inspired by the Native American powwow drum, big drum. So Nicholas there, he's really playing on the bass drum to begin with, and the djembe, and the rest of us are playing. And I hope to release these tracks this year. Mm-hmm. And I plan to perform more in Europe in festivals with the group coming up this year and also in the future, now that I'm signed up with a European artist jazz management.
All right. So we listen to you now at the Winter Jazz Festival and the Summer Jazz Festival as well.
I hope so, yes.
Hopefully, yeah. Maybe we should also just mention your coming concert once again.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Podansk?
I'll say it in Danish this time, yeah. Jael, hun spiller med nogen på sin gruppe den 16. februar klokken 19 i forbindelse med jazz, Winter Jazz Festivalen. Og det kommer til at foregå på Støberiet, som sagt den 16. Februar, og det er på Blågårds Plads. Og er der nogen mulighed for at købe billetter på nettet, måske?
Yes, it's possible to go to jazz.dk, I think. The Winter Jazz website, there you can also find the ways to pay if you want to buy a ticket, to get a ticket.
Thank you.
Ja, det var så, hvad vi havde her i klasmerhjørnet for denne gang, selvom det var jo også jazzhjørne måske mere. Og vi havde besøg af Yael Akab, og vi vil sige thank you very much for coming, Yael.
Tusind tak. Thank you for inviting me over. It was really a pleasure.
It was good to have you, and hopefully we'll see you again.
Thank you, and welcome to the concert.
Thank you.
Yes, and repeat, the concert is on the 16th of February.
Så mange tak for i aften, og på genhør.